Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Metal Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. I greatly appreciate every single one of you for tuning in, checking out, and listening to the show. Yes, I am still on my bi-weekly bullshit. I apologize, but that's just how my schedule's been lately. And thank you guys for hanging in there with me, man. It's been a very, very busy month for me. My band Time and Pressure has been playing all over the place. And it's been so much fun, man. I can't complain. I'm absolutely enjoying playing music. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do, and I'm getting to do it on a very consistent basis. So shout out to the members of my band for you know, doing these shows with me, man. We've been playing Myrtle Beach a lot. One of our favorite spots is called The Hangout, and we've been there very often. We're going to be there again this weekend. As of the recording of the show, we're going to be there this weekend, and we're going to be a couple other spots in Myrtle Beach. So if you're in the area, if you're listening to this show and you're in Myrtle Beach or you live in Myrtle Beach, man, come check us out. Check out our Facebook page as well, Time and Pressure Band SC. Look us up, man. You'll see my big head as well as the other beautiful faces of the members of my band on that page. So, yeah, please come check us out. It's been a great time. I'm having so much fun. Learning a lot of new songs we're adding to the set list. It's a great time. So yes, got that little bit of business out the way. Let's talk about the Thrill Me Podcast Network now. Shout out to my brother, Mr. Review It Rob. I don't know how he does it, but he never takes a break from doing his show. Every single week, he is delivering that goodness of movie reviews, movie news, just all kinds of commentary. I don't know how he does it. If you hang out with him in person, he's not very chatty. But if you put him behind a microphone, the dude almost don't know when to shut up. But it's appreciated, man. I love listening to his show. And I can't recommend you guys go out there and listen to his show any more than I can right now by saying it's an awesome show. Please go check it out. All of the shows on the Thrill Me Podcast Network are just gems. And we'd appreciate if you guys would come over there and give us a like and subscribe. Help us grow. Be a friend. Tell a friend, like we like to say here on the show. But yeah, we got a T Public store, a Facebook, an Instagram. All of those social media sites that you can keep up with everything that we have going on. So join us over there, man. All right, this week on the show, talking about something I love, man, and probably one of the things, I've already said how much I love playing music and being a drummer and how, I guess it's my personality, dude. I'm just a rock star. What can I say? I'm a freaking drummer. What is it? What? Come on, man. But anyways, sometimes when you don't know what to talk about what you know, you talk about what you love, and I'm talking about two of those things today, and this is going to be a giant, you know, dedication. I don't even know if that's the right word, but I'm going to be talking about drumming, Guns N' Roses, the drummers of Guns N' Roses history. Who is the best drummer underneath that umbrella of who has played with Guns N' Roses? And I have three main guys I'm going to be talking about, and I'm going to dive into each one of them a little bit and tell you what I think about them. And then I'm going to rank them at the end, and then I'm going to give my favorite. So that's what we're doing today on the show. So strap it in, lock it in. We're doing some thunder chucking on the show today, talking drums, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be a good time. So today we're going to be talking on the show about a lot of Guns N' Roses things. I'll just go ahead and start from there. If this is your first time ever listening to me talk about music or talk about bands, Guns N' Roses was probably my first favorite band. I'm not sure if they were the first band I ever heard. That was probably Bon Jovi or Van Halen or something like that. Whatever my dad had cooking back in the day. But Guns N' Roses was the first band that grabbed my attention. The first band that I was like, man, this is my favorite. I love this. This is what I want to listen to all the time. The first CD I ever bought with my own money was Use Your Illusion 2 from a pawn shop. And I played it ad nauseum. So, Guns N' Roses is one of those bands that's very near and dear to my heart. I love them so much. I've stuck with them throughout any era, throughout any age of the band. I've continued to listen to them. So that is just a brief intro into what I think about the band. I have plenty of Guns N' Roses shirts. I listen to them all the time. My band plays Guns N' Roses songs. It's just a part of my life. It's a part of my DNA to listen to and enjoy and talk about Guns N' Roses. So With that being said, hey, a little bit of news right here. Guns N' Roses released a brand new song called Perhaps. They released it today as of the recording of the show. I've listened to it a couple of times. My brother, Mr. Review It Rob, asked me, hey, have you heard the new song yet? And I was like, you know what? I have heard the new song yet. I heard the, it's been leaked a few times. It's one of those that's from the Chinese Democracy era that's been reworked, kind of reformatted or remade with this current lineup of the band. Again, if you ever listened to me on the show before, if you haven't, I'm a giant fan of the Chinese Democracy album, giant fan of Buckethead. The songs that were written during that time, I think, are phenomenal. I think they are generational. I believe that, you know, maybe the album wasn't released at the right time because it didn't get a lot of notice. People, a lot of people didn't really like it, but I'm a giant fan of that album. But they released a song today called Perhaps, and I've gone through and listened to it. That piano intro is beautiful. I love it. I like the way it sounds. Is it the most hooky rock song they've ever written? No. It's kind of one of those songs that you can play in the background. You're not really going to jam out to. There's nothing particularly special about the song. I think the chorus is a lot of fun. It's just, I don't want to use the word lazy because writing a song is a very difficult process, unless it's punk rock, but I'm just kidding. Writing a song is difficult, and especially when it comes to Axl Rose. I know that he's very picky when it comes to his songs. So I don't mean to say lazy in that kind of way. I meant to say, like, if you just take, for example, Slash's solo, one of the greatest guitar players of all time, the solo just seems kind of meh to me. And maybe that's my overall thought of the song. It's just like, meh, I can live with it. I can live without it. It is what it is. It's going to be interesting to see them work it into the live sets. But like I was saying before, this is that Chinese era, re-release of songs like they did with Absurd and they did with Hard School. This is just the next one in the line. I believe I saw a rumor that the next one coming in a few months is from that same Chinese Democracy demos era, is a song called General. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that one. But as it pertains to this song, Perhaps, I'll say that I like it the most out of the songs that they have re-released, whether it is Hard School or Absurd, which Absurd to me is just what it is. It's absurd. It kind of sounds like Axl's channeling that British rock, punk rock sound that he had on the song Down on the Farm from the Spaghetti Incident album, if you even remember that. That's what I feel like he's channeling there. So that song Absurd is not my particular favorite. Hard School is a good song, man. It's a banger. Kind of gives you a little bit of that Appetite feel. It just kind of feels like that crunchy guitar sound is kind of what you're getting there. But Perhaps is a fine song. I dig it. I think it's cool, man. It's a good song. I really like the piano that's going on and the chorus. For what it is, it's a fine song. No hate for me on that one right there. So let me know what you think of the song Perhaps that they just released today, what you think of their catalog as a whole. But moving on, we're talking about Guns N' Roses. We're talking about drummers on the show today. Man, you know what? I'm kind of stoked about this one. This idea came to me on a whim. You know what? I've heard people always do the do comparisons, or they do kind of like rankings and, you know, that all that stuff right there. So what we're talking about today is who is the best drummer in Guns N' Roses history? And there's been a few of them. There's been a couple guys that, like, even the original drummer, Rob Gardner. He was the very first original drummer when the band was starting to be put together. He did not last long. It's one of those tales that's worth listening to, is how the band came together and how Slash and Steven joined the band. So a lot of people think Steven Adler is the original drummer. He is not. He just happens to be the first album's drummer, which is awesome, man. So Rob Gardner is one of those drummers. You're also going to hear me talk about two other guys when we dive into this thing. But there's three main guys I want to focus on here, and I'll tell you why I'm going to focus on each one of those. But who is the best? That's a very subjective thing. Like, right, whoever's the best to me may not be who's the best to you. And I'm going to extend that because I want to know what you guys think, who you guys think is the best. So looking forward to talking about this at a whole. But you can look at this from, like I said, it's subjective. You can look at it from very different aspects. I mean, who is the best player? Who's the best songwriter? Who has the best stage presence? none of these guys really have a great stage presence. So that one doesn't really work in here. But who has the best catalog of songs, best catalog of music? That's also very subjective as well. And all of this versus who is my favorite. I'm going to rank all of these guys. And then I'm going to give who my favorite is. But before we dive into the rankings and the talking and the discussion and all of that good stuff, let's talk about the three guys that I'm going to consider. For the purpose of this podcast today, for this discussion today, I'm going to be talking about Steven Adler, I'm going to be talking about Matt Sorum, and I'm going to be talking about Frank Farah. Okay, why those three guys? I feel like they put the biggest stamp on the Guns N' Roses seal, if that makes any sense to you guys. Steven Adler was the drummer from 1985 to 1990. Matt Sorum was the drummer from 1990 to 1997. And then there's this mess of people in between, which I'm going to talk about. And then you have Frank, who has been the drummer from 2006 to current. He is still the drummer of Guns N' Roses. So let's start there. Let's start with Frank. If you just judge by the math, math does not lie. If you just go by the math, Frank is the longest tenured drummer for Guns N' Roses. So that right there, longevity, that gives him a check mark right there. So his chops, his drumming ability, he is top notch, man. He is a solid in the pocket drummer, nothing fancy. If you do happen to stumble across some of his solos, not a whole lot going on. He doesn't make a big deal. He's not a very flashy guy. I'll just say that right there. But he can play anything that is asked to him. He plays it to near perfection. He's almost like a on-cue drummer. Like, hey, can you play this? Okay, let's play this right now. And he whips right into it, no problems. He is a very solid, great drummer. I'm guessing he doesn't get as much respect because he hasn't contributed much as far as recorded material. Now, he is listed on some of the tracks for Chinese Democracy, but it's kind of like he's listed the same amount as another drummer I'm going to talk about briefly. So I'm not really sure who's playing what. I mean, you can kind of tell in the styles of it, but there's really no way to really give him the proper due without he. I mean, with some of these songs, like I was talking about earlier, the Perhaps and the Absurd, those are re-recording with his drumming on it. It's awesome, man. So I just feel like he hasn't gotten the proper respect he deserves. I'm giving him all of his respect, though. So, but I do know that this man is a workhorse. He is a proficient drummer night in and night out of every single Guns N' Roses tour, which there has been a shit ton. These guys like to go on tour, and they like to stay on tour. So and that's a crazy work schedule, man. I look forward to hearing a full album's worth featuring Frank on the drums. I mean, his style is cool. It's groovy. And I feel like it's an outward extension of his personality. That's just what I think. That's my thoughts on Frank. Okay, next let's go with Steven Adler. As I stated before, he was with the band for 5 years. The album that he is featured on are Appetite for Destruction, GNR Lies, that Live Eras album, and then he is on the opening track of Use Your Illusion 2, which is a song called Civil War. Iconic, iconic song. Man, talk about making an impact from such a short span. If you think about it, he was with the band for 5 years. Only three of those are recorded material. So from pretty much 87 to 90 is stuff that he was on, but he helped write some of the most legendary songs of all time. Most of Guns N' Roses' best music was already written by 1988. I mean, we're even talking about songs like Don't Cry, stuff like that. Some of that stuff was already written during this span while Steven was in the band. While some other drummers might be more technically proficient, creativity here is the word that I like to bank on. Spontaneity, too. Steven Adler seems like one of those guys that's just very spontaneous. He doesn't know what the hell he's going to do. He just does it. And for some reason, magic comes out. It just works. Whatever he goes to do, it just works, man. So spontaneity and creativity are some of the things that come to mind when I think of Steven Adler's playing. Also, a big deal here, his smile. Steven Adler's smile and his charisma, they really stand out in live shows. Like, if you go back and watch a performance like The Ritz in 1988, he is absolutely crushing all of these songs, but he's just so free-spirited and just happy back there behind the kit that it just flows effortlessly. Steven gave their songs a touch of swing and groove that just brought all of these iconic songs to life, man. When Guns N' Roses was being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Billy Joe of Green Day, while inducting them, said that Steven Adler's drumming on Appetite for Destruction was fucking perfect. Like, he couldn't even say anything about it. It was just fucking perfect. The way he fit those grooves and those swings into those songs, timeless, timeless. Nothing will ever top those songs from Appetite for Destruction, man. Those songs, that album, they're just iconic, man. And if you have never listened to my show before, if this is your first introduction to me, Steven Adler is the reason I started drumming, man. The first song I ever learned start to finish was Night Train, and I followed that up by learning the whole album of Appetite for Destruction, man. I tried to attribute and incorporate his style into my own playing, man. So Steven Adler, phenomenal drummer, man. Great drummer, just one of those guys that has, he just has it, man. And if you dive into the history of the band, he didn't even want to be the drummer. He was going to be a guitar player. He had the guitar first. And then Slash kind of just took it from him, and the rest is history. If you ever go back and listen to the opening thing, Steven wasn't even going to be, he didn't even want to be a drummer, man. It's just something that I think is in his blood, and he was able to bring to life. Okay, so that brings us to Matt Sorum. Next on the list is going to be Matt Sorum. He is featured on the albums Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, as well as the cover CD that they did called Spaghetti Incident, if you guys remember that one. And then the Live Eras album, he was a part of that one as well. Matt Sorum, man, what can be said? He has been in multiple iconic rock bands over the years. He had his start with The Cult, if you remember that band from back in the day. Great band, before transitioning over to Guns N' Roses, which after that version of GNR fell apart, it blossomed into Velvet Revolver and the list of bands that Matt Sorum has played with. Just goes on and on, man. Whenever he did join Guns N' Roses, he transitioned seamlessly, man. Like, it was just like, you take one Lego, take it out, place another Lego in its spot. It was seamless. It was a perfect transition. While being added and doing everything perfectly, he also added this touch of power and technique to the songs. When you look back at some of the live performances of how he played the Appetite era songs, he always put his own personal touch on them, and he put a great stamp on the songs that he helped create and write and bring to life for the Illusions albums. For example, if you look at a song like You Could Be Mine, that drum intro is legendary. It's iconic. I believe it was written by Duff McKagan, but Matt did a fantastic job with it, just making it his own, and it's one of those that I like. Like, if I'm sitting there at soundcheck for a show, you better believe I'm going to be doing that intro to You Could Be Mine. But just across those albums, man, Matt Sorum just has that power, but that finesse, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't hold back, but he does it so smoothly. Just watching him play is a ton of fun, man. His style, his technique, his playing, to me, has to be the definition of solid, man. If you think of a solid drummer, Matt Sorum, that is him, man. He's incredible. If you go back to look at some of the live performances at some of his solos, he really incorporates a lot of different things. Double kick, multiple toms, a lot of cymbal work going on, a lot of crowd participation things, you know, that he's doing while he's playing these solos, not to mention what he adds to the songs. So that right there, Matt Sorum is incredible, man. A lot of people, I do remember there was this Twitter, maybe not beef, but there was this Twitter back and forth a couple years ago that he had with Mike Portnoy about Matt Sorum and why he always used the same fills on the Use Your Illusion albums, man. And it was kind of funny to see his response, because I didn't even know this at the time. But a lot of people like to give him crap about those drum fills for those songs. But he was just playing what Axl Rose wanted him to play. Those songs that Axl had in that album, where there's November Rain, I believe Estranged was the other one, and maybe Don't Cry, I think that was it. But Axl wanted a theme throughout the albums. Those three songs in particular were like a trilogy to Axl. So those fills were what he was asked to do. It's not the only thing he could do, that's just what he was asked to do at that time. And if you paid any attention, or if you listen to anything else he's done, you know that this motherfucker has some fills, and he has chops when it comes to playing the drums. Axl was just creating a theme throughout those albums. For a long time, I had a bias against Matt, man. When I was a kid, like I said, I loved Appetite for Destruction. I loved Guns N' Roses. Steven Adler was the reason I wanted to be a drummer. So I kind of had that bias against Matt. But over the years, I learned that not only did Steven Adler lose that job, Matt earned that job. And he helped keep the band going at a time when it could have easily self-destructed, man. And on that note, actually, what I'm going to do right now is I need to read his book. So Matt Sorum has a book called Double Talk and Jive, talking about his life. I need to get that, and I'm going to order that immediately. So I would love to dive into that and talk about that here on the show. Okay, so with all of those kind of reviews, breakdowns of these drummers, with all of that said and done, how would I rank these guys? Who is the best Guns N' Roses drummer? Well, first, I need to give some shout-outs. Let's give some shout-outs to Josh Fries and Brian Brain Mantilla. Both great drummers who made great contributions to an era many people don't think about or consider when it comes to Guns N' Roses. Of all of them, I would say Josh Fries is probably the best drummer out of all of them. I mean, he is the guy that took over for Taylor Hawkins to drum for one of the greatest drummers ever in Dave Grohl. I mean, it's well documented how amazing of a drummer Josh is. Plus, his name is cool. I mean, Josh is just a cool name. And then Brain. In his own right, Brain is a phenomenal drummer. If you tried to label him as a certain style drummer, it wouldn't even be fair. It wouldn't even make sense because this dude can literally play anything. I mean, come on, man. I don't know what else to say about those two guys. They are both phenomenal drummers. I'm just not considering them for this conversation because their sample size is so small. Like, Josh had a little bit to do with Chinese Democracy. Brain had a little bit more to do with Chinese Democracy, and he was also a part of a lot of the live shows that they did in the 2001-2002 era of the band. So I appreciate both of them. I love both of them as drummers. But for this ranking, I'm not going to include them. I'm going with just the three guys I talked about and ranking them who I think is the better drummer. So drum roll, please. I'm going to go with Frank at number three. That longevity is something that is admirable. I just think that there's nothing proficient or maybe lackluster about his playing. Frank is an awesome drummer, but I'm going to put him at number three. At number two, I'm going to go with Steven Adler. Steven Adler, while creating that magic and you know, doing some of the things he did, the inspiration he was to just me, you know, hey, I play cowbell, a shit ton of cowbell because of Steven Adler. But chops-wise, I don't think that he is as good as who I'm going to put at number one, and that is Matt Sorum. Matt Sorum is going to be number one for me, and he just notches above Steven because of the ability and the versatility. I hate to keep bringing up the song You Could Be Mine, but if you listen to Steven Adler play that song, which he does do with his current band, then whenever they go out on tour, he does play You Could Be Mine with those guys. It's just not the same. I think the way Matt attacks a drum set, I think the way he plays, is awesome, man. So while Matt's not my favorite Guns N' Roses drummer, that will always be Steven. No one will surpass Steven as my favorite drummer. I believe that Matt Sorum is the best drummer in Guns N' Roses as far as those guys that I talked about just there. If you guys have an opinion, if you guys didn't think I gave enough credit to Josh Fries or Brain or maybe even Rob Gardner, one of those guys from back in the day. Hey, I even think the drummer for Cinderella sat in for a show, but I wouldn't consider him for this list as well. But if you guys don't like what I said about these drummers, if you guys have a different opinion, please let me know. Please share them in the comments below. Tell me how you would rank these guys. Also, please let me know what you guys think about their new song, Perhaps. Perhaps. I'll listen to it again. Perhaps I won't. But I do know it's a pretty good song. Like that piano hook kind of riff at the beginning of that song is still stuck in my head. So I like it. I already reviewed it on the show, so I'm not going to do that again. But there you go. We talked about some Guns N' Roses stuff. We talked about what they mean to me. We talked a lot about the drummers there. And yeah, shout out. I think as of the recording of this show, Matt Sorum for me is the best drummer in Guns N' Roses history, and I think he deserves a lot of credit, man. I'm definitely gonna get that book, and he seems like a cool guy. Anytime I've reached out via Twitter or Instagram just to kind of ask him a question, like Hollywood Vampires question or a drumming question. He's always responded, man. So he just seems like a cool guy. Very fashionable, too. So very cool guy, very fashionable, nice dude. Great drummer. Matt Sorum is who I'm going to pick at number one. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Before we wrap this whole thing up, I did want to give a special shout out to our friends in a band called True Villains, which they've been on the show before, man. I have talked to their drummer, Matt. I have a show. I have a whole show with him talking drumming. And if you just go back in our catalog, their singer, Bo, was on the show as well, talking about, you know, just the band, some of his favorite singers of all time. But I want to give a special shout out to them because not only are they friends of the show, they're good dudes. We've hung out with them. But they made it to the second round of America's Got Talent, man, which props. Bravo to them. They did a special, unique, their own twist on Billy Idol's song called Bad Guy, I think is what the name of the song is. But yeah, support them. Get out there. I believe the live voting or the live shows starts this upcoming week. Support them, vote for them, check out all of their social media, check out all of their songs on Spotify. True Villains is the name of the band, and they're just an awesome band, man. They're good people. So I wanted to shout them out, man. Please make sure you check them out. Thank you guys so much for checking out this show. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting. Please make sure you hit that like and subscribe button right here on the Metal Groove Podcast, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple iTunes, YouTube. The audio version of the show is on there as well. So wherever you're listening from, I greatly appreciate it. Please make sure you like and subscribe to the show, The Metal Groove, all of the shows on the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Please support us. Be a friend. Tell a friend. You know what? You know what? I think one of those Stay Metal t-shirts would look pretty incredible on you, man. So I might want to swipe one of those bad boys up on our Tee Public store. Just type in Thrill Me Podcast Network into your Google machine and check out all the awesome things that we have going on. But thank you guys so much for the support. If you're in town here in Charleston, please come see me, my band, Time and Pressure. Check out our Facebook page. Find out where you can see us, whether it's here. We're going to be playing Columbia, Savannah, we'd like to get down to. Myrtle Beach, apparently, they love us up there, man. We are on demand in Myrtle Beach right now. So shout out to the members of my band. Thank you guys so much for making me a better player. And if you guys are in the area, man, come check us out. Come hang out with me. Come say hi at a show. And it's going to be a good time, man. But as for this week's show, that is a wrap. Appreciate you guys. Until next time I see you, man. Stay safe. More importantly, stay metal. See ya.
Hey, that's our drummer. I know that guy.
He quit.
Our drummer just quit. What I'm saying, home.